Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Emor in Perek Chav Gimel, we have what is called the Parshas HaMoadim. It's a list of all the Yamim Tovim in the year. Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. And right in the middle of this whole list, right after discussing what we do in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, the Torah takes one pasuk, Perek Chav Gimel, pasuk Chav Beis, to tell us of the halachos of certain gifts that we must give to poor people when harvesting. The Torah tells us, Uvekutzrichem esketzir artzichem, when you reap your fields, you may not harvest every corner of your field, that's called peah, and you also must not pick up individual stalks that may have fallen, and that's called leket. And many of the mefarshim deal with the obvious question. Giving food to poor people is, of course, an incredibly important mitzvah, incredible yesod and fundamental idea in the Torah. But why would the Torah interrupt the list of the Yamim Tovim to tell us about those gifts now? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question. He says, based on the Medrash, that the reason why the Torah is telling us now about giving gifts to poor people right in the middle of the Moadim is to teach us that whoever gives proper gifts to poor people, the Torah says and looks at it, it's as if you built the Beis HaMikdash and you brought Korbanos there. And that's the reason why the two are juxtaposed. That's, of course, a beautiful idea. But again, what's the connection between gifts that we give to poor people from our fields and bringing Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash? This question is asked by the Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, or Rav Moshe Schreiber. He died in 1839, and he asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash Toras Moshe, and he gives the following beautiful idea. The Gemara in Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis teaches us about the halachos of Tashlumin. We're familiar with Tashlumin when it comes to davening. If by accident I missed Mincha, for example, I can make it up by saying Shmon Esrei of Ma'ariv twice. If I miss Ma'ariv in a different situation, again by accident, I can say the Shmon Esrei of Shacharis twice. That's Tashlumin when it comes to our davening. But the Gemara in Chagiga talks about another related mitzvah that we make up. And that is when the Beis HaMikdash stood and will stand again, Emir Tzashem, everyone has a mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a korban. And if a person is unable to bring a korban, then they have 6 more days to bring that korban. That's called Tashlumin. And the Gemara in Chagiga says that that is true for Pesach, and that is true for Sukkot, and it's also true for Shavuos. In fact, the Gemara uses our pasuk about bringing gifts to the poor as the proof that we can do Tashlumin for the week after Shavuos. However, the Chasam Sofer says that something is very strange here. For the week after the first day of Pesach, and for the week after the first day of Sukkot, it's Chol HaMoed. Nobody's working. We say Hallel every day. There's special korbanos being brought every day, special tfilos. People are dressed up in yontif clothing. You're bringing your korban, the tashlumin, in a very special and unique environment. It's holy. But Shavuos, how is it possible that I can bring my makeup korban for Shavuos for a whole week after Shavuos? There's nothing special going on. There's no halil. There's no special korbanos being brought. We're dressed regularly, regular tefillah. It's a strange environment to bring a korban for Shavuos. And not only that, says the Chasam Sofer, but we're talking about Shavuos here. It's Zman Matan Tarasenu. We're celebrating the giving of the Torah. I know my korban is late, but it wasn't my fault. That's what Tashlumin is. I can make it up when it's not my fault. So I'm the Korban of Shavuos. Regarding the Korban of Shavuos, it's a regular day with no special tefillos. I'm going to bring that Korban? No Halil? No other Korbanos? Why? How can that be? It's not special. And says the Chasam Sofer that this is the connection of the gifts to the poor and Shavuos and Tashlumin. The Chasam Sofer says that the Torah is teaching us that the day after Shavuos, lo migra gora, those days after Shavuos are not less They're not diminished. They're not reduced in any way. Why not? Because this is the time of Uvukut Zechem Esketzir Artzechem. It's harvest season. And what are you going to do when you harvest? When you harvest, you're going to leave the corners of your field for poor people. And you're going to not gather individual stalks, but rather le'ani ve'lager tazovosam. You're going to leave them for poor people, for the stranger. You're going to give tzedakah. You're going to share your bounty. You're going to share your harvest. You're going to spread your wealth. And giving tzedakah, says the Chasam Sofer, is kadosh kemo adim v'chimei korban. It's as holy as the moadim. It's as holy and special as giving korbanos. The days after Shavuos are not regular. They're holy and special because you're sharing, because you're giving to others. And in that way, by sharing what we have with others, by including others, by making others feel special, then every day can be a holiday. Have an amazing day, everyone!